Hello, listeners. Welcome to a special episode of Grounded Geeks.
A bonus episode covering all the awesomeness of Comic-Con.
This would be San Diego Comic-Con, everyone.
Comic-Con International. Hashtag SDCC 2016.
Yes, the one in San Diego.
Are we all on board? Great.
Yes. So we're just going to give you our initial reactions and to a bunch of the things that were announced, and that's all.
All right, ready?
I'm ready. So, first up, Doctor Strange. I don't know what was up with that trailer, but it was like M.C. Escher and Inception meets magic.
Wonder Woman. Oh my god. It looked amazing. It was fantastic. But why is she still wearing the same fucking costume? I have always hated Wonder Woman's costume, and it's stupid. I get that she's like a Greek warrior and whatever, and that's what they wore back in the day. But like, evolve. Just like, no woman in her right mind who is a true warrior at heart would wear a strapless anything to battle.
And now over to Netflix, Luke Cage. That trailer was awesome.
It was so good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But where's my DMX? I mean, come on.
I think someone else was saying that. Who was saying that? I don't know. Someone else was talking about like DMX and how true that is.
Yeah. I don't know. DMX is awesome, and it really should have been in that trailer. Doesn't mean I'm not excited, though.
Iron Fist. Okay, there should seriously be like a drinking game where it's like every time you see a white guy getting trained by like some Asian person in martial arts, take a sip. Because for real, I mean, like, the guy's a good actor. He was on Game of Thrones, whatever. But like, come on.
And sticking to the same theme, Defenders. We got a small teaser of that.
We got a teaser of fonts. Fonts.
A teaser of fonts.
Yes.
But I personally love Stick's voice. It's just awesome.
He's great.
And, you know, it kind of just highlights what he said, kind of highlights everything. This is a group of four people, each of whom is a mess, is a hot mess in their own special way.
Mm-hmm. What are we out into Captain Marvel? Guess who's in the house? Brie Larson is in the house. Oscar-winning actress for Room, which I have not seen because it just sounds really depressing.
I have no intentions of seeing this movie.
Anyway, but I feel like I saw her. She was also in Trainwreck with Amy Schumer, and she was, like, funny and real and, like, down to earth. And I was like, girl can do it. Just give her that, like, military pixie cut slash whatever and, like, just beef up those muscles. And I feel like she can do this. Like, I believe in her.
And next up, we've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Apparently, this fall, we're going to get a taste of Ghost Rider. I mean, come on. Like, didn't Nicolas Cage do enough damage to this guy? To this character? Like, I don't know. And actually, now that I think about it, I don't know how I feel about somebody who's not Nicolas Cage playing Ghost Rider.
Next up, we have Legion. Where, when I saw the trailer, I thought, Matthew Crowley from Downton Abbey. For all my Downton Abbey fans. But aside from that, I was just like, what the fuck is happening? Because none of that trailer made sense. Like, none of it. We know that it's about an X-Man, a mutant, and he's got some crazy powers, some cray-cray happening, some split personality disorder. But we don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And Star Trek Discovery. What the fuck was up with those graphics? Like, did somebody go up to those graphic designers and just be like, okay, look, I want a Starship Enterprise that's made out of cardboard.
No, I think
do it on the computer.
I think they like just went up to some students and they were like, hey, I got like $20.
It was really bad. I mean, come on, CBS. If you're going to make Star Trek, you gotta do it right.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Suicide Squad. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say about it. It just looks really awesome. It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird. Like, I feel like I'm gonna walk into the theater. I'm gonna feel, like, emotions. It's gonna be weird with, like, villains and stuff.
We're gonna be missing Heath Ledger.
We're gonna be missing Heath Ledger. But then we also got Harley Quinn, and I feel like I'm, like, good things happening with that character, with Margot Robbie playing her. It's gonna be great. But...
And why does it feel like Will Smith is not playing Deadshot? It just looks like he's going to be playing Will Smith.
Or Fresh Prince Gone Bad.
Perhaps Fresh Prince Gone Bad.
Went down the wrong path.
And next up, we have Justice League. All right. So, obviously, we were all disappointed with Batman vs. Superman.
So disappointed.
And there's a good chance that we will be disappointed with this as well, because Zack Snyder... Yeah.
Schneider? Did you say Schneider, like, on purpose? Like, Jack Schneider?
Yes.
Okay. Or I was like, do you not know that his real name is Snyder? Okay.
And I was also disappointed to hear that, what's his name? Grant?
Gustin?
Grant Gustin?
Yeah.
Grant Gustin?
Yeah.
Really?
His I know, it's like Grant a GG. It's so That's much ridiculous. Alliteration happening.
Anyways, I was really disappointed that Grant Gustin would not be playing The Flash, but the guy who they have now, I don't remember his name.
Ezra Miller, something like that.
I don't care what his name is.
Yeah, I know Ezra something.
He kind of won me over a little bit.
Yeah, he was great. Guys, and he was so relatable. He was so relatable.
Relatable as fuck.
When he said, I need friends. And then we're talking about now The Flash, season 3, with Grant Gustin. On the CW with Grant Gustin.
So you're really bad at this buzzer thing.
Whatever, it's fine. It's our first time. But I'm
Flashpoint
actually
paradox.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like the trailer got me excited again. By the end of season 2, I was like, "Why? Why are you doing this to me all over again? Like, why, Barry? Why did you mess up everything again?" It was just like, it was whatever. But I feel like they've got a plan. They have a plan. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. Barry's gonna learn a big lesson to not fuck with the timeline, whatever.
Yes.
All of it.
Don't fuck with time.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, side note, I was noticing on Twitter, Grant Gustin, he actually tweeted out, like, someone had asked him, oh, man, like, why aren't you in the Justice League and blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. he was like, oh, they just weren't interested, but Ezra's great. So I just want to say, like, high five and gold star to Grant Gustin for taking the high road and not being a prick about it.
Absolutely. And if you guys have been following our podcast at all, you know that we love the Black Panther.
Yes.
And at SDCC, Black Panther World of Wakanda was announced. And it's
a new series, comic book series.
Yes.
Now we're talking about the comic book.
And it's going to be written by Ta-Nehisi Coates and...
Roxane Gay. Who is author and feminist and, like, awesomeness in, like, the flesh,
yes.
Basically. She wrote a phenomenal book called Bad Feminist, which is on my reading list, so I need to read it. But I don't even need to read it to know that it's phenomenal.
So what I am excited about is that Ta-Nehisi Coates started to actually flesh out Wakanda, the geography, the history, something that really hadn't been given enough attention.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with Black Panther World of Wakanda, he's still on board, so he's going to be able to expand on that history, make that country seem like a real country. And, moving on. So, we're going to be talking about Arrow, right?
No, let's not talk about Arrow.
Yeah.
And that's all, folks. Do you like our app? We got an app. Okay, bye.
Bye. Check us out on Twitter, @groundedgeeks. Original music brought to you by Angry Neighbors. Listen to their stuff at www.soundcloud.com/angry-neighbors.